on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of Education, 65 McCampbell Road, Homedale, New Jersey, the district's website, and sent to the four district schools. The mailing and or hand delivery of said notice to the designated newspapers, Asbury Park Press, Independent, PLG, PSG, PSA, PTSO, SAB presidents, and student representatives to the board. Filing in the clerk of Homedale Township Police Headquarters and Public Library. Meetings of the board are open to the public and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There are two opportunities for the public to speak. The first is at the beginning of the meeting for agenda items only, and the second is at the end of the meeting for other items. Any individual desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and the group, if any, that is represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible, but no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain matters that may be brought before the board that cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the president to a board committee and or to the superintendent for consideration and or resolution. The board vests in its president or other presiding officers authority to terminate the remarks of any individual if he or she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. May I have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Urbanski.
Here.
Mrs. Zhang.
Here.
Mr. Sokol.
Here.
Mr. Reddy is absent. Mrs. Briamonte.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Hammer is absent. Dr. Kalur.
Here.
Mrs. Tosillo is absent. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can we stand for the flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it's.
Okay, this evening we're going to have a special, a presentation, a special education audit by our Director of Special Services, Amanda Lamolia. Could you?
Good evening, Dr. Pastone and members of the Board of Education. This evening, I'll be sharing with you the Special Education Program and Services Evaluation. Good evening, Dr. Pastone and members of the Board of Education. This evening, I'll be sharing with you the Special Education Program and Services Evaluation that was conducted in the spring of 2021. Just a few months ago, Dr. Pastone and I had the opportunity to meet with the individuals, Dr. Vincent Agnabello and Dr. Al DeMoro on behalf of Albor Associates that conducted the evaluation, at which time they gave us an update as to their findings and how they went about getting the information necessary to develop this report. The report was focused on five major areas: the purpose, the methodology, the commendations, the findings, and the recommendations. I will be going over each and every one with you. The purpose of this evaluation was to identify areas of strength and areas of improvement in the organization and the delivery of services within our department. The data was gathered from the following sources: state reports, Department of special education students, and staff. They walked through each one of the buildings, all four. They had one-on-one virtual conversations and individual conversations conducted with 58 individuals. That range is from Board of Education members, parents, staff, child study team members, related service providers, teachers, general education teachers, special education teachers, secretarial staff, as well as monitors. And last but not least, they took a random sampling of 20 individual reports of student files to review. At that time, the administration and the purpose of this was to procure recommendations that would assist in addressing some of the following areas. The first was the current and future status of the district-wide program of special education, present and future staffing program needs, the inclusion of students with disabilities in both general education classes and activities within the district, effective utilization of our existing programs, services, and supports, the pre-referral process, as well as professional development offerings that were provided to our school-based personnel. In this report, They also identified commendations. Most noted is that Homedale Public Schools Department of Special Services has recognized its responsibility to meet the needs of special education students. They found that they've observed dedicated staff, support of a building administration to provide accommodations to our students, highly professional child study team members and related service providers, as well as ample funds for both instructional supplies, materials, educational technology, and professional development for our staff. They also found commendations in the areas of our STARS program, our 18 to 21 year old program, which has turned out to be a model program for other districts, the opportunity of high school students with intellectual disabilities to have social interactions with our schools, with our community, job coaches, job transitioning planning, availability of program options in the preschool disabled classes for special needs. We have both integrated and self-contained programs. And of course, the continuum of education across the district with all students. Regarding findings and recommendations, they did find inconsistencies with the pre-referral process, lack of cohesiveness, and with INRS and interventions. There was a need for a CST procedural manual to be updated, the need for consistency with delivery of social skills and therapeutic concerns, reestablishing a CPAC, enhanced communication with parents, focus on process and procedures, as well as a focused review of our 504 process, our plans, our templates, our procedures. In regards to the ongoing professional development for our staff, they found a need on how to effectively utilize paraprofessionals in the classroom, the ownership of the IEP for both the general education and special education teacher, differentiation of instruction, meeting our students where students are, co-teaching and in-class support. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What should the models be that are more effective? Roles and responsibilities of special education providers as well. They outlined the roles and responsibility for paraprofessionals, including the need for the support. Why do we need that support? And a review of curriculum of course options at both the middle school and the high school. So when we use a connected action roadmap, we identify the accomplishments that we've had thus far. So this winter slash spring, the CPAC was reinstated. We've identified officers. Monthly meetings in collaboration with special services were identified. We've brought presentations to the parents, both present and future planning for their students. We've updated the registration procedures as well as child find. We've created a committee to review 504 process, parental rights, templates. We've developed a professional development training that will be rolled out for staff in the fall. And there's a cohesive now a path across all four buildings. We've developed criteria when social skills supports are warranted. We've identified where paraprofessional supports are noted within the IEP and how the role and responsibilities need to be defined. Review of the courses offered in Homedale High School through the course of study. We've updated math courses, as well as going to implement a unified PE class in the fall. Additional accomplishments that are noteworthy for this department are that staff presentations on accommodations modifications. Upon my entry into the district, it was noted that staff needed professional development in this area. On February, we engaged in that professional development. Presentation to the highlighting college opportunities for students with disabilities. We had four colleges present to our families on supports on the Office of Disabilities and how to help students transition from high school to college. Training for child study teams on transition planning, integration of special education staff in curriculum pilot programs, our CST and teacher vertical articulations from Village to Indian Hill, Indian Hill to SATS, and SATS to the high school. We have formalized the homeless procedures, the guidelines, and parental rights to this process. There's been articulation with Buildings and Grounds alongside the CPAC committee for facilities and accessibility, as well as updated nursing plan for the 22-23 school year. Moving forward for 22-23, broken it down to several areas. Instructional, the continued review of curriculum courses, options at the secondary level, including resource replacement for social studies at the middle school, which we're making headway towards that. Intervention, developing a systematic approach to identifying IRS meetings, procedures that will lead into a tiered system of support, and then criteria to move from one tier to the next. CST will be focusing on updating the current CST manual, as well as establishing guidelines in order to determine the paraprofessional needs. Ongoing professional development is going to be focused on paraprofessionals, targeted PD to better understand their roles and responsibilities with our students. In addition to data collection and behavioral interventions, also content and curriculum. The staff, both general ed and special education, will be engaging in professional development that focuses on including utilization of professional paraprofessionals, adhering to IEPs, requirements, practices, and procedures, differentiated instruction for all students, co-teaching models, as well as roles and responsibilities of both the general education and special education teacher and related service staff. Moving forward from 23-24, if I may add, we will then be included in the strategic plan for the district. I hope that this information has helped, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I'm very impressed with what you've been able to do since being here in January, and just so many things that are so essential for families and children with people in special services. Just for me, something that jumps out is streamlining the INRS process, making it clear, doing additional training for staff so that the IEPs are correctly followed. These are things that that the community knows that have been needed. And I'm so thankful that you see this and are working towards it. And I'm pretty amazed and impressed by what's going on. So thank you. Does anyone have any comments?
I just had a quick question. That was a very impressive amount of information, a lot of stuff to take away and to digest. So I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but if I was to ask you to tell this board as well as the community three major takeaways from the work that's gone on over the last 6 months, what would they be so that people can really, in a very consolidated and simplified way, see what progress we've been making in special services?
I think first and foremost, putting the students' needs first, identifying ways of addressing how to best support them within their educational program, procedures and practices that are appropriate, that guide our child study team, that guide our teachers. And I think last, but certainly not least, I think we're improving communication. The communication that we're having with the community, the communication that we're having with parents, I think that's always going to be a work in progress, but it certainly has improved greatly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other comments? Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Let's see. We don't have student representatives, so report of the superintendent.
Good evening, President Urbanski, members of the board, community members, administration staff. Tonight's meeting is really a transition point, right? As we last week, we celebrated the graduations of our middle school and high school students, and those ceremonies went extremely well, not without some challenges. And I just want to thank all the individuals, our staff, community volunteers, first responders, who all put a lot of time and effort into making those events really special for our kids. And so now as we put the 2021-22 school year behind us, we're focused on our summer, we're focused into next year. It's going to be a busy summer in the district from a buildings and grounds standpoint, in addition to the usual maintenance and work that our buildings and grounds staff do. Typically, we have a number of projects that are already underway, including the milling and paving of the high school complex, the middle school parking lot. We have paving work being done at Indian Hill School. We have work that's being done to bring consistency to our flooring in the high school to add to a greater level of aesthetics. And all of these projects, and really want to commend the board and our business staff for the way they managed the $40 million referendum, where there were surplus funds left over. And these projects were deemed to be in the spirit of the question, and thus these funds could be utilized for them. And so a lot of work. In addition to that, through Capital Reserve, there is a new multi-purpose turf field being installed at the middle school, high school complex. So a lot going on, a lot to beautify and continue to enhance and better our facilities. Certainly keep the board updated through committee and of course the public. There's been a lot of hiring. We've been doing a lot of hiring of certificated staff over the course of the last several weeks. I've had an opportunity to meet with every certificated staff member that's been recommended to me prior to offering employment. I've been super impressed with the caliber of candidates that we're attracting in Holmdel. And one thing is consistent in the feedback that I get is, I ask the question, well, why Holmdel? And without exception, the reputation of this district from the standpoint of academics and just quality precedes it, because it's what draws some outstanding candidates here. Even hired two former Holmdel high school graduates, one of whom was the former class president, Georgetown graduate as well, just had to say it. So we're getting some great, great caliber folks coming in, which is really a good thing for our organization. We have, in addition to obviously buildings and grounds, the academics. Don't stop over the summer. We have our ESY program, our extended school year program, that is beginning, I believe, next Tuesday, Mrs. Lamoglia. Next Tuesday, and shortly thereafter, we will have our summer step-up programs beginning. And again, it's not too late to register. If your child is eligible, you can still do that. We encourage you to do it. Looking forward to next year, planning. It's going to be a busy summer of planning, particularly, the first full year of my administration, starting. We will be meeting for an administrative leadership team retreat on July 7th, at which, amongst other things, we will be developing draft district goals, district-wide professional development goals, and really just sort of developing a comprehensive list of priorities, challenges, and things that we need to be working on to help inform those goals. By the way, speaking of goals, I had put out on a couple of occasions a community goal survey to help inform not only the administrative goal setting, but also the board goal setting. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, I actually just had it put up as a pop-up on the district website. So you need only visit the district website to have access to that survey. And we're really very interested in getting the feedback from the community on where you think we can improve and better our district. On another curricular note, there were a couple of board meetings ago, there were some kindergarten parents who came that were just bringing feedback to our attention. It was really couched within class size. And we subsequently did examine the class size by section. And while the concerns were not necessarily justified, we did hear those concerns. And, to the extent to which our kindergarten students had lost learning opportunities and hence were going to be going into first grade at a disadvantage. And I'm really pleased with what we saw when we did a data analysis on our kindergarten students. And I want to thank Mrs. Monteleone, who's here, who's our elementary language arts supervisor. And just a few data points that came out of our analysis was that it is evident that typical growth has been observed in the areas of high frequency word recognition, letter sound identification, and individual reading levels, meaning that the growth observed this year was in some cases exactly the same as the growth observed last year. In one particular category, it was one percentage point lower. So in the course of the year, these are important growth measures that are tracked. In the year-to-year comparison, spring 21 to 22, we found the same growth in high frequency word and letter sound knowledge with a slight dip in the students within the range of typical reading levels achieved by kindergarten students. So I thought that those data points were really a positive. I think they speak to not only our wonderful students who had the opportunity to meet at some of the moving up ceremonies, but also how hard our kindergarten staff have worked this year to really recoup some of that readiness that we know students came in lacking. In addition, and certainly not last and least, on the agenda this evening is my recommendation to the board of Mr. Art Howard for the position of Assistant Superintendent of Academics and Operations. Mr. Howard distinguished himself amongst 21 applicants for the position. His longtime service in the district, operational knowledge and acumen, as well as counseling background, position him uniquely for this role. The assistant superintendent will not only serve as an operational number two to the superintendent, but also have strategic oversight and management of student and staff support systems and human resources. Mr. Howard is obviously a well-respected and known quantity who cares deeply for this community, and I'm confident that he will continue to serve this community faithfully and capably. And finally, though we will, the board, I imagine, will speak to it later on the agenda, I just want to acknowledge two resolutions that are on the agenda this evening. One is in recognition of the esteemed Dr. Jeffrey Charney. Where is he? Doctor, oh, there he is, who has served the district over the course of the last 2 years as the interim assistant superintendent of curriculum instruction. Today, we will be bidding Dr. Charney farewell, but it has been a pleasure working with him, and can't thank him enough for his service. And I'm sure the board will have other things to say as well. And I see some of our friends from the HFEE here in attendance. There is a resolution on the agenda, really just acknowledging the outstanding work of the foundation and all you've done for the district. I had the fun of attending the 5K, which was a great community event. I'm one of many that you do. So thank you. Thank you for coming this evening. And we look forward to recognizing you later tonight. And Madam President, that is my report.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cascone. Next is the HIB reports.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, as presented during closed executive session, I presented the new cases received since the last board meeting. I have reviewed the findings of those investigations and concur with those findings as submitted. Just a reminder, the board takes no action on these cases. They're simply being entered into the record.
Thank you, Dr. Cascone. And now we're going to speed on to committee reports. Ms. Bramante, who is here remotely, could you please present the budget and finance? And since Joe Hammer isn't here, could you also fill in us in on the buildings and grounds too? Thank you.
Sure. Right, let me start with budget and finance. Budget and finance, we met on June 23rd at 6:30. The first thing we discussed was the multipurpose turf field. The district awarded the bid to Applied Landscape Technologies on June 15th. The contractor is mobilizing the week of June 27th, this week, and the work will begin shortly after. We also discussed the summer projects that were going on at the complex. Number one, the floor removal and replacement at the complex. This is scheduled to be started on August 1st. The district does anticipate that all these projects will be completed by the end of August. A quote was obtained from Spiegel to conduct a feasibility study on the Beau Crawford House. An assessment of the building and the possible uses will be presented to the board for discussion. The third item we discussed is transportation bids. Bid openings happened this week for the regular school year for both regular and special ed routes. The fourth item was draft renewals. The committee reviewed all of the various resolutions to be approved.